listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, March the 27th, it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, ordinarily, we have four soundbites that we pick from the last week or so's Issues Etc. broadcast schedule. We go through, while we're doing the interviews, we often listen and we make a little note if we hear something that the guest had to say that we think is soundbite worthy. But of course, the ultimate decision lies with you, our listeners. We can put the candidates for it. In this case, we didn't find four. We found five from recent Issues Etc. broadcast. But the ultimate decision of whether it's soundbite worthy lies with our listeners and those who vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So it's time for you to listen and then to vote and decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can send us an email. Please include your city and state and the reason why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote via Twitter @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. As usual, we are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad that goes to the one voter who has the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one this week comes from Lydia Lovrick talking about the feminist reaction to her as a stay-at-home mom.
I seem to have made a lot of working mom, a lot of militant feminists quite angry. You know, what's interesting is that these women that claim to be feminists are so upset with the Huffington Post for daring to publish a woman's opinion. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's my honest opinion. I've always felt this way. And, you know, they're indignant that the Huffington Post would actually publish that such an article. And so I find that highly ironic because I think that all women should be able to voice their opinion and have a voice. And really, we see so many pieces written by working moms and applauding working moms. You very rarely see the other perspective. And I'm not just writing for stay-at-home moms. I'm writing, I think, on behalf of little ones who can't write themselves. Of course a little kid wants to be with mom. I mean, that's just common sense. And I think that we owe it to kids to at least give them those first few years.
That's soundbite number one. It's Lydia Lovrick, syndicated columnist, radio personality, talking about a feminist reaction to her piece in the Huffington Post on being a stay-at-home mom. If you want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We were talking to him about the Annunciation, the conception of Jesus in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He had an interesting idea on the reason for the worship of Mary, Mariolatry.
It's all from this idea that God keeps his distance from us. He can only draw so close to us because of our sinfulness and because of our finite disposition and nature and so forth. And nothing could be further from the truth. The glory of God, the glory of the incarnation, is that he is one with us in our flesh and in our blood and takes upon himself fully all of our sin, original sin and all of the sins of thought, word, and deed, their corruption, and the full judgment of God's law for them. And that point needs to be maintained. He's not far from us. He is drawn near to us in the incarnation. And Paul Gerhardt's just his wonderful hymn at Christmas time, "Thou Christian heart, whoe'er thou art, be of good cheer, let no sorrow move thee." And then this line, "For God's own child in mercy mild joins thee to him, how greatly God must love thee."
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, on the sad reason for much of the Mariolatry out there. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your email and vote there. Talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. Alvin Schmidt has soundbite number three, answering the question, does Islam need reformation or revision?
Muslims who are unhappy with what's going on in the name of Islam have latched onto the word in terms of mitigating and maybe removing the violence. But that's totally inappropriate because, you know, Luther and the Reformers wanted to go back to Scripture. And that's what the Reformation was about. They wanted to go back to it. And so it doesn't really apply. If anything, they would have to use the word revision, revise the Quran, delete the violent passages, also from the Hadith that talks about the life of Muhammad, which has many violent passages and advocating violence as well. So the concept of reformation simply does not fit. It's totally inappropriate to use it for people in Islam who would like to see a better religion than what it is at the moment. They want to reform as the Christian church did, and to apply this to Muslims, they would go back to Muhammad in the days of Medina and all the other violence he engaged in. They would have a reaffirmation of what he did. It would be at least as bad as what ISIS or Al-Qaeda are doing today.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, answering the question, does Islam need reformation or revision? If you like that and you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four. It's Terry Mattingly. We talk with him regularly about the media's religious bias. Here's how he suggests we combat it.
Write waves of letters to the editor. They should go down to their local newspaper and request a chance to have lunch with the editor and the editorial boards. And they should ask people not to report the news from their perspective. They should ask those people to report the news in a balanced and accurate fashion that treats people on both sides of these issues with respect and dignity, the way they're supposed to, not under the doctrines of the Bible, but under the doctrines of journalism. In other words, don't go down to your local newspaper and call your editor a sinner. Go down to the local newspaper and ask a question that he or she will take way more seriously, or should: are they a journalistic heretic? That's a more constructive question. And meanwhile, ask your denomination why they're not doing more to find out if there are any young people who have the skills to compete at the higher levels of journalism in our culture. A little bit of intellectual diversity in our newsrooms would help a great deal.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, how to combat the media's religious bias. Now, ordinarily we'd stop at four soundbites, but we couldn't make up our minds. We included a fifth this week. It comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. And get ready to vote, because after that, it's your choice, your phone calls, your email, picking Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number five comes from Pastor Heath Curtis, talking about the dangers of choosing your own neighbors.
You will actually have more influence and a greater purpose right where God has placed you if you'll be open to that purpose and to the people that God has put in your life right where you are, rather than stepping beyond that and ignoring those who are around you because it's easier, it's more fun to go somewhere else, pick your own neighbors. G.K. Chesterton has a wonderful article, and he talks about, you know, the classic case of the small town boy who grows up and he feels too constrained by his little small town, and so he's going to grow up and go to university and see the big wide world. And he says, you know, actually, he wants to leave the small town because it's too big for him. And he wants to go to university in the big city because it's actually smaller. Because when he goes to university in the big city, he'll choose to hang around with people who only think like him and act like him and have his priorities. Whereas in his small community, he was forced to deal with people who thought he was an idiot and who didn't agree with him. And, you know, it's this idea that we love to choose our own path, we love to choose our own neighbor, but that God actually has a deep purpose for us in putting us right where we are, and that's where we need to find both our joys and our crosses.
All right, that's soundbite number five, Pastor Heath Curtis, on the danger of choosing your own neighbors. You've heard the soundbites. We played them for you. You've listened. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. A great time to send us that email with your vote. Please include your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. A great time to send us your tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or to go to our Facebook fan page and vote right there. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. That phone number, 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, IssuesETC.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at IssuesETC.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
What do lay people owe their pastors? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled, What Hearers Owe Their Pastors, Receive the Gift, and you can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button on the right-hand column at IssuesETC.org. The Wittenberg Trail feature details Jim Pierce's journey from Pentecostalism, fundamentalism, and atheism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal, IssuesETC.org.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, the 27th of March. The next 10 minutes of the program are dedicated to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the listener with the best vote will receive the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. This is one of only two ways for you to get that. The other way is to come and visit us. Since you're not visiting us today, all you got to do is vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and if you have the best vote, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Our call-in number and call-in voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. facebook.com/issuesetc. Five sound bites for your consideration this week. Soundbite number one, Lydia Lovrick on the feminist reaction to a stay-at-home mom. Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, the reason for much of the Mariolatry in Christendom. Soundbite number three, Dr. Alvin Schmidt, does Islam need a reformation or a revision? Soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly on how to combat the media's religious bias. Or soundbite number five, Pastor Heath Curtis on the dangers of choosing your neighbors. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us your tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's go first to Brad, who's on the line. Brad, thanks for waiting.
Thank you. My vote is for your add-on for this week regarding G.K. Chesterton's analogy, because I think it is sometimes more difficult to deal with what's right in front of you and at home than farther away.
Brad, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Brad votes for soundbite number five, Pastor Heath Curtis on the danger of choosing your own neighbors. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. George is listening in Raleigh, North Carolina. He says, my vote is for the neighbor soundbite. I think that would also be soundbite number five, Pastor Heath Curtis on the danger of choosing your neighbors. George says, in our quest for radical individualism, we have dramatically lost sight of Jesus' imperative and indeed of proper daily operations in his church. And, well, that's very important. Radical individualism says I get to choose my own neighbors, doesn't it? Thanks for your vote, George. Thanks for listening in to North Carolina. Eric listens in Pennsylvania. He says, I think all of the sound bites are great and an example of what it is to be content and good in your vocation, as Pastor Curtis advises us to do, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, a writer, a scholar defending history, a journalist doing his proper journalism, or a pastor teaching. Even so, he says, I'm giving the nod to the incarnation in Lutheran theology and how important it is to me living in a physical world, coming into contact with the physical Christ weekly at the communion rail, especially in Lent, when our mortality is realized. Most of evangelicalism has spiritualized Christianity so much that the incarnation hardly gets much focus. What a shame. That's a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender on the reasons for much of the Mariolatry in the church. Let's see what Scott has to say. He is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going for soundbite number five, not only because of the novelty of getting to vote for a fifth soundbite, but because what he quoted from Chesterton certainly was the case in my life. There's this need we have sometimes to be affirmed in our beliefs and priorities among people who share them, but the problem is that when we put ourselves above the needs of our neighbors, that turns into sin. It reminds me that ambition used to be considered a vice in polite society.
Scott, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio. Still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All you got to do is give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. Include your city and state. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a little book in a giant poster. It is the classic of Lutheran theology. I think many have called it the layperson's prayer book, the layperson's Bible, Luther's Small Catechism, written in 1529 in response to a need for fathers, for parents, for pastors to rightly teach the basics of the faith to children. Of course, Luther said when it came to the Small Catechism, it wasn't child's play, and it certainly wasn't only for children. He continued to study this catechism his entire life, although he was a doctor of theology. Now, what Concordia Publishing House has done is carry on a very strong tradition that Luther himself began of taking this little book, the Small Catechism, and putting it in the form of a big poster. It can be spread out page for page, and you can see the entire catechism, all six chief parts, plus the table of duties, all in one big poster. You can find it at our website, browse before you buy, issuesetc.org, or you can simply call Concordia Publishing House and order the Small Catechism Giant Poster, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Small Catechism Giant Poster. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 5, Pastor Heath Curtis, on the danger of choosing your own neighbors.
You will actually have more influence and a greater purpose right where God has placed you if you'll be open to that purpose and to the people that God has put in your life right where you are, rather than stepping beyond that and ignoring those who are around you, because it's easier, it's more fun to go somewhere else, pick your own neighbors. G.K. Chesterton has a wonderful article, and he talks about, you know, the classic case of the small town boy who grows up and he feels too constrained by his little small town, and so he's going to grow up and go to university and see the big wide world. And he says, you know, actually, he wants to leave the small town because it's too big for him. And he wants to go to university in the big city because it's actually smaller. Because when he goes to university in the big city, he'll choose to hang around with people who only think like him and act like him and have his priorities. Whereas in his small community, he was forced to deal with people who thought he was an idiot and who didn't agree with him. And, you know, it's this idea that we love to choose our own path, we love to choose our own neighbor, but that God actually has a deep purpose for us in putting us right where we are, and that's where we need to find both our joys and our crosses.
That is winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, March the 27th, Soundbite number 5, Pastor Heath Curtis on the danger of choosing your own neighbors. Now, the LPR bundle package, I think, this week is going to go to George, who listens in Raleigh, North Carolina. George, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. Any size donation is deeply appreciated. You can make a secure online contribution right there at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial gift by check, make a check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again. Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support of Issues Etc. Monday on the program, we're going to look forward to Sunday morning, according to the three-year lectionary, a big ticket for Dr. Carl Fikencher. He's going to try and get us ready for all of Holy Week, the biblical text for Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. That's Monday on Issues Etc. God does not allow us the luxury of choosing our own way in life, our own neighbors, those whom he puts in front of us to serve. And there is a beauty to God's economy. We don't see it here in time. We are often like those who find it so easy to love someone who's far away and so difficult to love someone who's standing right next to you. So easy to think kind thoughts about the person who's far away, who's abstract, rather than the concrete person that God has put right next to us every day of our life. But that's exactly how God has designed his economy of neighbors, where he brought Jesus near to us to be neighbor to us in the cross, and he gives us utter freedom to serve for our neighbor's sake, those neighbors he puts near us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among His people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.